The future of newspapers is obviously anybody's guess, but not for want of thinking about it.
Imagine, if you will, sitting down to your morning coffee, turning on your home computer to read the day's newspaper. Well, it's not as far-fetched as it may seem. In fact,
it's a YouTube clip that has been streamed by more than a half million people, a 1981 news feature on San Francisco's local TV channel, KRON.
17 stories up in his fashionable North Beach apartment, Richard Halloran is calling a local number that will connect him with a computer in Columbus, Ohio.
The piece by reporter Steve Newman took a bemused look at a San Francisco Examiner experiment in delivering the day's paper on their newfangled home computer machines. All you do is dial your dial telephone, stuff the receiver into the rubber gasketed phone coupler, endure a series of screechy modem tones, and 2 hours later, voila, all the day's text appears on your TV in a display with all the color and pizzazz of an ATM screen. It's so quaint and primitive. How stupid and oddly clothed all those people from the past were. Oh, and also eerily prescient about the issues that would define the newspaper industry 3 decades later. Here was an Examiner editor named David Cole.
This is an experiment. We're trying to figure out what it's going to mean to us as editors and reporters and what it means to the home user. And we're not in it to make money. We're not going to lose a lot, but we aren't going to make much either.
Pretty much nails it. The only details he failed to foresee were Craigslist and the collapse of the entire business model. On the technology side, though, even the TV guy connected the dot matrix dots.
This is only the first step in newspapers by computer. Engineers now predict the day will come when we get all our newspapers and magazines by home computer, but that's a few years off. So for the moment,
yep,
at least,
this online magazines. It happened. That and just a touch of apocalypse.
Well, it takes over 2 hours to receive the entire text of the newspaper over the phone, and with an hourly use charge of $5, the new telepaper won't be much competition for the 20-cent street edition.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Jamie York, Mike Vuolo, Mark Phillips, Nazanin Rafsanjani, Michael Bernstein, and PJ Vogt, with more help from Cara Gianfrido and Ethan Cheel, and edited by Brooke. We had a technical direction from Jennifer Munson and more engineering help from Zach Marsh. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer, and John Keith, our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for On the Media comes from the Ford Foundation, the Jane Marcher Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.